Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
Welcome to the podcast.
You're here.
I know.
Thanks for being here.
We're excited to have
Thanks
you.
Thanks for giving us your ears.
I know. It's so good. Before we get started, I did want to mention, if you've been listening lately and been loving what your ears are hearing, I'd love if you go leave us a review over on iTunes.
Yeah. If your ears were like, girl, thank you for that, then tell us.
Exactly. And maybe one day we'll give you a shout out somewhere.
Maybe one day, if you're lucky, we'll see it and know who you are and then know your handle and then tag you over there. Yeah. If all of those things happen, you're welcome.
No, but seriously, it does help the show a lot. And yeah, it
go leave a review and then go like post on stories that you're listening, because we do screenshot and share those. Those are super easy for us to share.
Yeah.
So go tell us what you're doing while you're listening.
For reals. So this episode came to be because I was listening to a podcast recently and the host was talking about that she was from the Midwest and had since moved to California, which I feel like story of my life. Everyone I know lives in California.
Everyone I know and love.
And so she was talking about and debating with her spouse whether living in a certain location made the possibility of being more successful a possibility. That sounded crazy, but you know.
There's a lot of possibilities in that sentence.
But like, where you live ultimately matter to the future success of your business. And Emily and I started talking about this. Now, it could have been a whole conversation, but we decided to bring you in on it because we think there's a lot of things that y'all say and do, and we just want to discuss openly, do those things ultimately matter in the future success of you and your business? Yes, no, maybe. We're here to talk about it.
We're here to break down all of those options. So my yes that I will bring to the table is when you're, so not when it necessarily comes to business success, but if you are like in a certain industry, there are certain parts of the country or the world that are more beneficial for you to live in for that to be successful. But I think so that's not what we're talking about today. If you want to be a dairy farmer, like don't do it in Chicago, right? That doesn't make any sense. But we're talking about online business where the internet is around the globe. It's not everywhere, but it's in a lot of places. Does you living in California versus Missouri have an effect on the growth or success of that online business?
Now, here's the thing that I thought was super interesting and wanted to bring up, because Emily and I could both definitely just say no and move on, but
no. Okay, that's the end of this episode.
Bye. But the thing that she brought up, which I felt like was super interesting, was not only do you have certain connections based on where you live, but you're surrounded by people with certain attitudes based on where you live. So
yeah.
In California, there tends to be more is more and like go drive a Tesla because you're awesome.
You're going to piss off a lot of people in California.
Probably. It's fine. I love you. I do want to drive a Tesla, but that has nothing to do with this episode. Our friend
Parker Stevenson has 7 Teslas, so. And he lives in California. He's like the definition of a Tesla owning Californian.
He's going to kill you. Anyway. It's so windy here. Anyway. Inside jokes are great. But here, there is this mentality.
Here is Missouri, by the way.
Yeah, here is in the Midwest, but specifically Kansas City. I feel like often people are humble about their money. Like, sure, people can live in super nice houses, but I feel like the culture has made it a hush-hush scenario. Like, you don't talk about having money or having things, I feel like. And it's...
No, I would agree to that.
In general, there is so much diversity in, like, the cash. Like, so there's people who are surgeons making buku bucks, and then literally 2 blocks away, there are people with like nothing. Mm-hmm. And
right down the street from where I live, there's like a block of Section 8 and a block of historical mansions.
Yeah, exactly.
Right next to each other.
100%. And so I feel like because of that, there's a weird culture here in that if you talk about money, you're like kind of prissy and a little bit bragtown. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. like that's not acceptable in the culture here. Mm-hmm. But online, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's a little bit different.
Right. Well, and I think here, if you're not talking about money as your definition of a success, you're showing it in other ways, like what part of town you live in, yeah. what school your kids go to, like what kind of car you drive or whatever. But if you have a business online and you define your success financially, then you're probably leaning more into that in your online persona than you do with your family or, you know, the dinner club you're in or whatever, right?
Because you almost feel like you have to hide it a little.
Right. Because I say this to Abby often where, you know, we're out and about or I'm somewhere and someone asks, you know, what do I do? And this came up recently at an event where a lot of big Kansas City leaders were at this event. I was helped putting this event on for a nonprofit that I work for. And I mean, we're talking like mayors and people who are sitting on the board of multi-million dollar companies like Kansas City Staples, hospitals, like really big, important people. And someone asks, what do I do? What do you do for a living? And I feel like that is a conversation in the Midwest, especially because I can't speak for anywhere else. I've never lived anywhere but the Midwest. That is the definition of, are you successful or are you not? What is your job, right? And so I struggle with how to answer that because I've gone back and forth from saying I own my own business to I'm an entrepreneur to I'm an online educator to I'm the co-founder of, and I'll kind of explain. And Abby and I were talking about how like, well, maybe we should literally just start introducing ourselves as the CEO of an online education company because that's what we are, right? But so I was telling Abby how, okay, if I say that, or if I say business owner or founder, to me, that doesn't put me in the same kind of playing field as some of these other key players in Kansas City. And I'm not saying, I'm not saying I'm like in the same playing field as the CEO of like Halls in Kansas City that's been around for decades. Like, that's not what I'm saying. But I'm like the CEO of a pretty successful company, right? So I've told Abby that I want to follow up I own my own business that makes as much money last year that like, and say this financial number so they take it seriously. But so then I have conversations of like, okay, why do I feel like I need to do that? And why do I feel like I need to put the fact that we, you know, made $500,000 last year to not to prove to these people, but to be like, well, I don't just own my own like small business. It's like this kind of small business. And so it's definitely more introspective thinking. I'm not saying one is better than the other, But I think that is interesting to ask yourself.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I think coming up with your elevator pitch, I've changed it 45 million times.
Yes.
But
yes.
I think my new one, and the one I'm going to stick with for a while, will be, I am the CEO of an online education company. Mm-hmm. Because that sounds the most, like, A, accurate, but prestigious. Like, before I said, well, I own a blog, and, like, I talk about small business.
I'm a Kansas City blogger.
Like, it just doesn't. It doesn't.
But what does it mean when we think that that doesn't sound prestigious?
I know,
right?
But one of the things, so I remember earlier on in our adventures to owning an online business, we convinced ourselves pretty heavily that being successful had to do with who you knew in the online business world. I did anyway. I don't know if Emily did.
Okay. Let me work through my mindset a little bit around this, because at first I was like, no, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
But I'm wondering if I'm reacting that way because I actually did.
Yeah, I think you did.
I think so too.
Because, I mean, we literally would have conversations, like, almost like gossipy high school style. Oh my God, did you know so-and-so is friends with so-and-so, and that is why she is making so much moolah?
Yeah. Because she got shared on this thing, and then she was on this podcast, and that was picked
we
up.
Would,
by
like,
this,
like, literally we would, like, pick these people's lives apart to figure out who they knew. And I mean, now I'm like, that's really goofy and juvenile, but that's what I kept saying to myself. And I'm like, I have to go in my head. I didn't say this out loud ever, but I'm like, I need to go impress so-and-so so that I can meet all of these people.
Yep. And we tried to do that.
I know.
We tried to impress some of the people we thought, like, if they weren't the people who was, you know, if you're trying to get to Oprah, you don't start at Oprah, right? Yeah. You got to, like, make your way through some of the people to get to Gail, to get to Stedman, to get to Oprah, right? And so who were our Gails? And so we were finding those people and
I couldn't name Gails. I'm not going to.
No. That's not the point. The point was the behavior, and the point was why we were doing that. And
it's not like it doesn't have anything. Here's the thing. We sucked at it.
and she says, like, past tense. Like, I think if we still were to do that, we would continue to suck at that.
Yeah, we're really bad
because
at
it doesn't feel real.
No.
Well, and I think when we realize we're the type of people that will kind of just jump to figure out how to make that thing work regardless. If you're that type of personality, getting a door opened from a Gale isn't actually going to benefit you.
I mean, it could, but I don't know.
I think we're more the type of people that want to build our own door, to open it and walk through it, than to even see the opportunities or want to work really hard. Because you still have to work hard to meet the Gales. Like, that's a hard work. That's almost a full-time job to try to, like, befriend those type of people, figure out who they are, collaborate with them, work with them, real or fake. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Doing it, period, takes a lot of work. And I think we decided I would rather spend that energy working on building our own Gale or being Gale than befriending her.
Yes, but I still find myself doing these patterns, and not the same, like, way or with the same, like, oomph that it was before. But, like, for instance, you see another influencer at a mastermind, and then they tag all the people in the room, and then you find yourself following all the people in the room, and then one of those people ends up on Forbes, and then one of those people ends up on, like, Live with Kelly and whoever her partner is these days. And you're
like, is it still Kelly and Michael?
It might be. But I just found myself doing that literally, like, very recently. And I'm like,
really?
Yes. And it wasn't, I don't know. It wasn't that I was picking apart who they knew at this point. I think it was almost to be like, do I need to know who these people are? Because these people I do think are important know these people.
And I think it's super funny. And this is something that we've personally talked about. I feel like is still a positive in our working relationship, even though we're on opposite ends of the spectrum, mm-hmm. where you might still have those thoughts. And some of those thoughts might, like, that's fine. Okay, who's that person that I would like to know that person? It's good to want to know other successful people in your industry. That is not a bad thing. I'm not saying it is. My anxiety and my type of introversion and my social anxiety specifically is I never, ever, ever want to meet, like getting even the thought around making an effort to going to the places or doing the things, sending the email, making the call, showing up at the event, speaking at the thing to meet that person makes me sick to my stomach. Like cannot do it. Don't want any part of it. And so my thought process is then like, don't need them. Because I don't want to take the effort to meet them because it makes me anxious. So I tell myself I don't need them or want to know them. So I'm just going to do my own thing over here, which is great for business because then you work really hard over here and you do amazing things without that kind of leverage. But I'm not like, we all need people to help us, like lift us up no matter where you are. Like that is a fact. It's really interesting to hear like your side of this because I'm so like, nope, don't want to be any part of that. Thank you.
Yeah. And it's interesting because, I mean, it has benefited me in some ways because then I start following new podcasts that I hadn't heard of before, but apparently everyone else on the planet has stuff like that. And that said, we have very successfully not known anyone and gotten this far.
I could list off the people I don't know. Like that you probably think that we know that we do not know.
Exactly.
The amount of people we do not know could fit in my closet. Like,
or that we do know
so many.
I'm confused.
Either way.
Okay.
It's just not a thing.
Yeah.
And I'm good with it. I know. I feel like you would want to know some more people also because you're just a lot nosier than I am in the sense of like, I'm nosy and I want to know your life, but like not because just because I literally want to know what you do in your life, but not because I think that that's going to be the thing that's unlocking my next level or whatever.
I think at this point, it's not about trying to like skip levels and like jump ahead. Like, I think I'm doing it more from a place of if they're paying attention to these people, like why? And trying to figure out what cool things they're doing. Because I do feel like we were living in a bubble for a long time.
Oh, for sure.
And
for
sure. Getting outside of
that. Here's the thing. Here's the thing I think too, though, is we all have those people where we're looking from the outside in, like, for example, that mastermind that you're picturing or you're thinking of, where we're like, oh my God, industry leaders follow all the people. How do they know each other? I need to know someone to get into that room or whatever. Like we all have that same version of who like we're looking at. Like some people might think that of us or when we talk about our masterminds that we're in or wanting to know who's in the room or whatever. Like we all have that same version. But what I think is funny is that when you are in your own group and you think, okay, someone else might be looking at this group thinking, oh my God, who are they? And you're thinking, okay, well, how did we form this group? How did we get together? And 9 times out of 10, it just happens by chance. Like it's not because some like internet algorithm was like, oh, industry leader, you guys should be friends. It just happens. Things just fall into place. And you just get into a room of people where you're like, oh, okay, we're all doing great things. Awesome. I think sometimes we think that that's more intentional on their part than it truly is.
Yeah, like our coach. I became friends with our coach because we were both being bullied.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
on the internet, yeah.
So that's a thing. So the next one.
So thanks, person who made that nasty comment on Facebook.
You made us a lot of money, actually.
Sucks to be you.
Now, this next thing, I feel like I have never thought this was the key, and I just work really hard. So I feel like there are some of you that are like, I have to be the smartest person and know all of these things in order to be successful.
I've never thought that.
Me neither. Because I always remember my dad saying, figure it out. Just figure it out.
Figure it out.
You can figure it out. You don't need my help. Yeah. He would tell me that all the time. Yeah. You don't need my help. You can figure it out.
Brian said that to Penelope the other day. She was trying to get off the rocking chair and she was doing her like grunting noise. And he said, you don't need my help. You can get down. And I'm like, help her. Like, ask her if she needs your help. Just be there to help her if she needs it. And he's like, no, she's done it before. So clearly she can do it. She doesn't need my help. And I was like, but she's a baby.
I know. Well, I remember my dad doing it because I'm a terrible speller. And I would ask him, I'd be like, hey.
You're still a terrible speller. That's so funny.
It never happened. I never caught on to this.
Well, me and math. You make up in math what I make up in spelling. Okay, good. It's fine.
But I would say to my dad all the time, Dad, how do you spell this word? And he'd say, I'm not going to tell you, you have to look it up. And back then, there was no
internet. In the encyclopedia.
There was no internet. So I was getting out the dictionary. And struggling hardcore because I can't spell at all.
You can't say, hey, Siri, how do you spell?
Exactly. That's not a thing. Or you can't go to Google and misspell it and have it autocorrect for you.
And they're like, do you mean?
That's how I survive now is typing what I think it is.
Absolutely. I agree. I've been the same way where I relish in the fact that I do not want to be the smartest person in the room. I love learning. I love listening to other people that know amazing things. I want to be taught things. I like actively learn all of the time, whether that be for our business or just like how to cook something new, right? Or just whatever. So I've always been the person that's just like, even if it's not right, because that's also the cool thing about online business. Like, there's very rarely a right or wrong way to do something. It's just your way or the way that's working.
Right. No, for sure.
Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Money issues are a common stressor in any relationship. Monarch Money is the top-rated personal finance app that can get you and your partner on the same page without any extra cost. Monarch has built-in collaboration features, so together you can see your finances, budget, and get insights on your cash flow. It's the easiest way to manage any household finances. I've tried other finance apps in the past, and they didn't work the way I wanted them to. I don't want to stress over finances. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint and keep all of your tags and categories. Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to get set up, customize, and use. Monarch prioritizes my privacy, and they'll never sell my data to third parties. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. That's monarchmoney.com/strategy for your extended 30-day free trial.
Now, speaking of the right or wrong way, I feel like the next piece influences a bunch of people. Shocking, because influencers are telling them things about business and life and things they should buy and all this stuff. And you guys are being manipulated. Now, sometimes I will say the things influencers are recommending are genuinely awesome, but they're also not like the key to your success. I remember early on, you know, back when there was a webinar about like lead pages and ConvertKit and ClickFunnels, and like literally every day you saw somebody's ad for like one of those. I'm not saying those are the only three, but like just insert tool for your business.
Software,
yeah,
here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There was always a webinar going on. And so often I would hear even our students say, well, so-and-so said I need this to do this. No.
When someone tells you that, they're lying to you. We don't even say that. Like, because here's the thing. How we say, like, because we sell courses, like we're not going to get around the fact that we sell you stuff that's going to like could help you be better in business. But it's only going to work if you actually implement it. Like, you could be armed with all of the best softwares and tools and courses, and they could be given to you for free, or you could have all the money in the world. And if you're not going to actually implement and learn from them and customize them in a way that's going to work for your business, you're still not going to be successful with them, period. So like the tool itself doesn't matter. It's how you use it.
No, for sure. And I think that just leads into what other people are saying. Like customers, like even if you're getting the best reviews on the planet, it doesn't mean that business is raking in the dough. Like,
oh, right.
Like,
oh, no.
I've seen businesses that like have crazy amazing customer reviews. They get featured here, they get put here, and then they have to shut their doors because their sales are not matching their publicity or what their customers are saying at all.
Yeah. Well, and I think even, I don't necessarily know what category this would fall under, but the exact opposite. So I came into, got made aware of a business yesterday by a friend's comment on Facebook or whatever. So I looked him up on Instagram. They were selling a kid-based product. And I looked him up and their Instagram feed was beautiful. Like pictures of their product were great. So I clicked their link tree. I headed to their website. And their website was like not very user-friendly. The pictures weren't great there. It was not categorized very well at all. And I go to like order some of the stuff, and a lot of the stuff is sold out, or just like you try to click to buy and add to your cart and then you get an error message. Like the whole site was just like not great. And so then I go back to their Instagram to be like, okay, well, maybe they're talking about when some of the stuff is going to come back in stock, or maybe they talk about whatever, right? Just some more reassurance that if I do buy from them, I'm actually going to get my product. Because at that point I was like, I don't even know if I should buy from them with how all of this is set up, because I don't even know if they have it to send me. What if they're actually sold out over here? So I go back and look at some of their pictures, and I cannot tell you the last time they responded to a customer's question on Instagram. They're posting every day, but someone was like, are these, so they posted a picture of a type of product that was marked as sold out on their website, and they posted it like yesterday. And someone said, well, these have been sold out on your website for a while. Does this picture mean they're back in stock? No response. So then that same customer commented again and was like, or any of the other ones that are in this line? No response. So I'm like, you could be getting maybe bragged about on Facebook or social media or whatever by people who are buying from you when your stuff is there. But if you're not following through and like being trustful to people who aren't familiar with you, it ain't gonna work. Mm-hmm. So I didn't buy anything.
And where I thought you were going was when you never hear anything, but they're like secretly millionaires. Because I do think there are businesses that you just don't hear much about. They're just doing their own thing and they're raking it in.
Well, yeah, there's one who I know we follow on Instagram. They sell courses. And I think they posted their first Instagram post this week in 5 months, their first post in 5 months. And it gets a shit ton of likes and a shit ton of comments. And I know they're making like very, very great money. And it's just so funny of how some people like aren't flashy in your face all the time. They're just doing their thing.
Yeah. So it doesn't really matter. It like any of this stuff, like it could, I'm not saying it can't influence the success, but it's not the reason. Now, the next one, again, like people talk all the time about this overnight success. They just went from this to this and oh my gosh, it was so crazy and blah, blah, blah. You do not know that person's life. We've said it once, we'll say it a million times, but you don't know if they ran 7 businesses before and have all this experience. You don't know if, you know, they watched their dad do it for 25 years.
Maybe they got an investor right off the bat and were able to make like different decisions from the beginning.
Or maybe they had like a previous career that's unrelated, but just taught them a bunch of stuff. Like, I mean, I think about us and people are like, oh, well, like, how did you grow so quickly? And I was like, well,
the business I was growing for 5 years before.
Well, yeah, not only that, but like I work for $1 million and $1 billion companies and like had a lot of branding experience and you had a lot of photography experience and we didn't have to hire anyone to do any of that because we knew how to do that. And so you don't know all of the previous stuff that went into it at all. So I wish y'all would stop thinking and blaming.
Well, and the thing that I've heard also is, okay, if we know someone for this type of business and then they pivot to another type, they're like, oh, well, they're only successful in that type because their other business was successful. And it like led them. I'm like, growing a second business that's even a little bit different from what you're currently doing is hard.
It's very hard. I speak from experience. It's doable. But, and you have a leg up because you've done it before, but it's still stressful. You still go through all the motions. You still start at zero. It's not easy. Money. Tell me about money, Emily.
Oh my God. The amount of people who are like, okay, if I just go buy all of this product and have an amazing stock of stuff, then I will be successful. If I have all of this money to invest in these softwares, programs, courses, website, branding, photography, all of the things, then that's the thing that's going to make me money. If I start ads immediately and have this big budget.
Mm-mm. The money is irrelevant. Mm-mm. I mean, sure, it can fast pace some things, but not necessarily. Like it's not guaranteed.
No, it's not. Money is not irrelevant, but it's not the detriment to your success if you don't have it.
100%.
Period. I started my first business with not even a DSLR, like the grade up from a point and shoot camera that I got for $500 at Sam's Club while we were paying off over $30,000 worth of student loans. We had just gotten married, just bought a house, only had one full-time consistent income, like macaroni and cheese for dinner, eating at my Nana's all the time so we could get an actual meal, right? Started my business with that. So don't.
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 When you don't come from money, I think it makes it really easy to blame it.
Yes. 100%.
And it also gives you this 100%. Weird, like if you're constantly blaming it, then it makes it way harder to earn it too.
Yep. Well, and I feel like we forget how time works sometimes. Like you look at other businesses, and I know our own students have said this about us. about like, well, you have this giant team and oh my God, you're spending so much on your email service provider every month or this over here. I'm like, yeah, because we can afford it now. We didn't do this at the beginning. We didn't have a team at the beginning. Like, you have to remember where we came from and where we grew this business. It did not start like this.
Well, in time heals all wounds. Like, you never heard that saying before?
I have. I just don't know how it's applicable to this right now.
But anyway, you just don't know how long they were swirling before. Like, it could feel really overnight or it could feel really instant to you. Maybe because you started following them 5 years into it, 3 years into it.
Yeah, we're an overnight success 5 years in the making.
Yeah, I feel like way longer than that.
Oh, well, that's literally from when we graduated to then growing this thing. I could talk to you about when I was 7 selling chalk rocks at the end of my driveway.
Girl, we've been out of college for 7 years, not 5.
No, from when we were building, like from college to like, okay, this is TCC.
Gotcha.
That's okay, what fine. I meant.
Yeah. Time, everything.
The thing I want to punch most people about. Everything else, I'm like, okay, like, what's your case? I'll hear you out. This one, I'm like, motion denied.
Tell me why.
Because the amount of people who I have heard who are amazingly successful and moderately successful with just a couple of hours a day or a week are outstanding. So I went to a mastermind earlier this year and I was sitting in a room with a bunch of women who are moms who own their own business. And one of the women there was a brand new baby business. Like, her business was 6 months old, something like that. And she broke down the stuff that had happened already that year. And what was so funny is that going into her first whole year of business mirrored ours exactly. Like, I started doing this thing and then people were asking me about it. So I wanted to make this course, but then I sold it first. And so then I dripped it and it was $47. And then I'm thinking about raising the price. I mean, like, exactly what we were doing at the very beginning of our business. And so I felt really connected to her. And so then she shared, and I have about, probably less than 12 hours a week to work on it. And it's less than that when she actually told us. Here's the time frame that this woman works on her business every single day. She only has childcare from 9 to 11:30 in the morning. So that includes waking up, getting her kid fed and ready, taking her kid to the childcare place, going back home or to a coffee shop, working, and then going to pick up her kid from 9 to 11:30. And she is bringing in consistent clients, creating a course that's selling out and raising her prices and like doing amazing stuff. So when I heard that, I had already believed that like time is the biggest bullshit excuse we all throw out there. And then I heard her and I was like, and that's why I think that. Because you can have a fucking chronic illness. You can have your brain explode like Abby. You can have a kid. You can have all of these other things. And you get to choose. You have the power of how you spend your time. Sometimes, some days, you're not going to be able to spend the time that you want, or you're physically going to be incapable. Who cares? Get over it, move on, do better next day, or the next hour, or the next week. I don't care, but don't use that as an excuse.
Yes. Yes to all of that. Now, I will say this next one, I agree that this determines some of your success.
This is the only thing that determines your success.
If you don't try, like, it's just not going to happen.
If you don't put effort into it.
But if you try, even in the 2 hours you do have, or the 30 minutes you do have, if you focus and effort are like the only two things you have to have to make this thing work.
Yep.
Because we tried really hard. I don't try as hard now, but I don't have to anymore because.
Right. Because we've set up systems. We've done the hard work. You don't have to do that intense hustle focus forever. No. That's the point. But if you do not. And what I mean by hustle, I'm not saying working 18 hours a day. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying hustle focus, as in Don't be distracted by Facebook when you should be like doing money-making activities. Don't be distracted by the latest sparkly squirrel when you should be doing money-making activities, right? It's that effort. The effort isn't necessarily you doing the thing or like how hard you're working. The effort is in you deciding how you're spending your time.
For sure.
It's hard to say no to stuff. It's so hard. But sacrifice now so you can relish in all the fun things later.
I will say I'm very proud of our 2 years ago self.
Oh, I want to pat her on the back. It's never going to be easier than it is right now, period. If we had not hustle focused like that 2 years ago, we would A, not have the business that we have, but we would literally be incapable of working like that
impossible.
Today.
The what we did then is literally impossible now. And we can't go back. Like, because you just never know. Like, you don't know if you're going to get sick. You don't know if you're going to get in a car accident. I hate to say it, but you don't know if you're going to get knocked up. Like, I mean, you do know that you could get knocked up.
Let's talk about what makes babies.
But like, for real, like things change. You don't know if your spouse is going to lose their job. Like, there's no time but now to take harness of your abilities, because they could be taken away from you at any time.
I feel like that should be one of those cheesy posters that has like the sunset and the bicycle. There is no time but now to harness your powers. One of those inspirational posters.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay. This last one, we did not feel comfortable saying until one of us had
I couldn't put this out as an excuse until you became a mama. Because we both believed this pre-kid, but we had to like be proven.
Right. That people use their kids as an excuse for why they're not seeing the success that they want to see. Because a lot of it goes hand in hand with time. Like, oh, because of the kids, I don't have the time, right? Or I'm mentally drained, or I'm exhausted, or I'm constantly busy, or whatever. And all of those things are true. I'm not saying that you're not drained, that you're not drowning in laundry, that you have little time. I'm not saying any of that stuff is not true. But again, it's how you're deciding to use either the time that you have or the energy that you have, or before you can even say, okay, well, I should just start using this time more wisely. How can we get you more time? How can we outsource the laundry so that's not a stress for you? How can we take care of some of those things so you can do X, Y, Z? I'm not saying you can do it with all that shit swirling around, but you can take control of the situation.
I think it's so much easier to just blame and move on, you know, and for a good chunk of it in the beginning, I felt like you had more time than I did, which was stupid. Like, you had a baby at home and I was like, but I'm at the doctor like 8 hours a day some days.
Yeah. That was funny. For my maternity leave, I was working more than Abby. And I'm not saying, like, this is not a I did not have to heal on my maternity leave. Yes. So let me say that. I did not give birth to my daughter. So please, for the sake of your vagina, heal thyself, right? So take your time. Take a break. Do the things. I am not saying don't do any of that. But what I am saying is let's not use these glorious miniature humans as a reason for us to not do amazing shit. Use them as the because. Use them as the, okay, well, I can be this productive during this nap time because that's what I've got, right? And this is a whole, like leading into a whole nother conversation, but if you have an hour for nap time, you do not have to spend that hour doing laundry. You do not have to spend that hour cleaning your house. You do not have to spend that hour, you know, cooking, paying bills, doing whatever. All of that stuff is outsourceable or systemable, right?
No, for sure.
I know oftentimes we feel guilty for like needing or feeling like we have to fill that time with other stuff. And if that's not stuff you want to fill it with, you don't have to.
You get to make a choice. Now, all of the things we've mentioned today, and I'm sure many more, are used as excuses. There are things in here that we've talked about that can influence you, that can make a difference, but they are not to your detriment or to your profitability. You get to use these things to your advantage sometimes. And other times you just need to tell yourself it doesn't matter.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics, we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode, send it to a friend who needs to hear it, and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind the scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.